backed by popular demand, we have a treat for you. Underscore BTP is back from the park. So what we're bringing you now, and no, it won't. We're still going to have David Aldridge join us. We're still going to have King Harvey join us. But we couldn't pass up an opportunity to have a man that is part of this franchise. He refers to himself as the youngest in charge. And if you're like me, we all wonder what he's in charge of. Lanell Willingham, welcome to the microphone.
Oh, doctor. How are you, brother?
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm nice and
You look bit. Fresh. You look robust.
Well, thank you. I know I was coming in on with you today, so I figured I'd put on my best attire. So.
Oh, he didn't announce you.
No, he didn't. I just figured. It's been a Wednesday appointment, it feels like.
Okay, well, then we'll start writing you into the script.
Well.
Yeah.
At least you have a script. Me and Anthony just wing it on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, to Friday.
But you're young people.
Yeah, that's how we do.
You learn as you age.
We just roll.
Yeah, it's better to have a track.
Yeah.
To roll down.
For sure.
As
then,
opposed to climbing rocks and, you know, see this whole thing. Okay. You're young. Let your bodies do it.
What do you got, though?
What do I have?
What do you got? I know David was at the park. I had a nice conversation with your later guest, Mr. Aldridge.
Yeah.
Talked a little bit about the Wizards with him in the locker room. But, no, good day of practice for whatever a Wednesday practice
well, y'all
is supposed to look like.
Well, so just one thing about when you're there, everybody says the right thing.
Yeah, well.
They don't follow up with the action
that's probably.
Of how they talk. But so what was the talk about today?
I think it's a group that understands they came up short Sunday, but it's also a group that understands this is a, if you're lucky, 21-week season. Mm-hmm. So I think they're eager to move on. I think they're still in the process of correcting mistakes, but I do think, and this was something that was very really evident last year during the 3-game losing streak, there's no sense of, like, their confidence wavering, right? They're still a really confident group. Was talking to the rookie, Trey Amos, earlier this afternoon, and we'll play that full conversation tomorrow here on the Burgundy and Gold today. But he was – you know, pretty forthcoming about, you know, Sunday was not something they want to put on tape. They don't want to ever put that type of defensive effort on tape ever again. And I think from the other guys I was able to talk to off the record, they echoed, you know, those same sentiments. It's not who we are. That's not the standard. And you know, we came out Monday right off the rip saying that about the defense. I don't even care about the coverage busts are going to happen. It's just a part of football. You're in week 4. You're still trying to learn each other. Your secondary is new. The communication is going to be different when you're communicating with different guys. But the run and hit, that's something that's just never supposed to waver no matter who's out there, whether it's your first string or your third string. And Jacob Barton was actually pretty forthcoming, like, hey, that was the first thing he said to me was, hey, like, we did not run and hit. We did not gang tackle the way we were supposed to. And then they're also cognizant of this, DOC. You thought Bijan Robinson was a load. He's probably the best running back in football. This kid that you're getting ready to face this Sunday, Omarion Hampton, he's trying to prove himself.
Yeah.
Coming off a career game last week against New York. So
with Harbaugh coming off a loss.
With Harbaugh. Exactly.
See, so you this is why.
Yeah, this is dangerous.
I'm trying to warn him that this is not going to be a walkthrough.
No.
Because they're going up against a Neanderthal. It's a cultural thing. And just as they did last week, you went up against somebody that had their behinds toe up.
Desperation, you can't fake it.
And they responded.
You cannot fake desperation.
They responded. Yet we were kind of like riding surfboard
feeling good,
had just won something. And our stuff's been shaky from day one.
Yeah.
Tackling, and now our left guard. Now, this is what I wanted to celebrate, and I didn't want this to be negative all day. Because big boy.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
See, this is what we look for. It's not perfect. Until somebody decides, I'm going to be better than they think I'm going to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to exceed expectations. We're begging people to play up to the standard. We're paying them.
Yeah. Begging. I like the way you put it.
No,
begging.
We are.
Yeah.
We're pleading. And we have too many people that I heard about 5 weeks ago that haven't even walked on the field yet. Yep. Our top 100 players don't play.
Yeah.
So either you pick some fruit just rotten or it's aging well. But somebody got to tell me something. There's too many guys that don't play in the game. So why are they on the team?
I wonder, like, and I guess you can speak to this better than I can, because I think from, like, a collegiate standpoint, it's just different, right? I think coaches, there are no loyalty to anybody. I don't care if I recruited you or not. I got to win games. Bottom line, AD's looking down at me. I don't know if it's the same type of pressure in the NFL, but, like, from your day, like, how many mistakes do you get to make before you're benched? But we know this, too. Like, some dudes' leashes are longer than others. So the dudes we may be calling for, the guys that are in front of them, may have the benefit of a longer piece of rope. Mm-hmm. So I put my hands up and I say, well, how long are they going to, and this is the key, how long are they going to allow it? And I spent a lot of Monday and Tuesday trying to defend Joe Witt. The one thing I won't be able to defend at a certain point is if you keep seeing the same thing happen over and over and over and over, when is it time to make a change? And right now may not be that time
for
them.
Is it the teacher or the student? It always comes out of one of the two.
Point blank. And right now I think it's a mix of both.
Or, and we've always found this through education, that once someone's determined that they're incapable of learning at a specific
rate,
then we set up a separate situation.
Simplifying things.
So that they can get a chance to catch up.
To be their best,
To be their best. But this is not college or high school.
Well, exactly.
It's kind
of
gross.
Yep. So a lot of money.
Either we have made some mistakes in personnel or we have overestimated their football IQ.
Yeah.
Because certain things, you don't even have to talk about it.
No.
And I'm not talking trash. I've been 0-5 in this town. So the pressure that goes along with that, that's what I want to feel. That's what I want to hear. Tell the truth Monday. Okay.
Which I love, by the way.
Well.
Love that.
I don't love none of it because I haven't seen no results in it. All it is talk. You're telling the truth, but what's got to be consequences for failure? See, I love rewards. But the rewards are for success.
Yeah. Yeah.
Consequences for failure. I ain't seen nobody cut, release, demoted.
That's what I'm saying.
I've seen nothing come about.
That's what goes back to
two of the four performances that were unacceptable.
Maybe the rope is a little bit longer for some guys, which I could understand because I don't know.
Competition's everything.
I'm not privy to what's going on behind the scenes.
But I tell you what Chris Paul did.
Well, yeah, he sees his
moment. Product of an environment that's going, wow.
Yeah.
See, they gave him an opportunity. He didn't talk about it. He went out there and put his hands on some people.
Logan broke down a play on X earlier today, him and Tunsil combo blocking. I mean, this is just as good as it gets,
walking,
man.
Walking the dog.
Yeah.
I saw it, walking
the
dog.
I mean, literally opening up a gate for the running back. So that's something good. And it caused me.
Running back?
Running back, yeah.
They ran the ball.
They did run the ball Sunday. Not enough, but
did you tell me there was a play that they ran the ball?
It got yards.
Wow.
That's what's crazy about it. And I know all of the attention right now is on the defense. But I spoke about it a little bit yesterday. Like, the question, I guess, is did the offense play well enough to win? I think it's a two-parter. Yes, when you score 27 points, that should be enough to win. But I feel like there were just so many left opportunities out there for the offense. Mistakes. Zach Ertz, I love you to death. Vet rest day for him today. You jump off sides, now you're behind the sticks. Now you're skiing uphill. That's just not what this group is meant to do, especially with a backup. So it's just fine-tuning everything. I think they were sloppy in all three phases on Sunday. And I know the week before, Jalen Lang goes crazy. Muffed two punts. That can't happen. Offensively, there were penalties. That can't happen. The defense is wearing it right now, but I do think like all three phases got a lot of room to grow. But it's, like I've been saying, it's week four. You've been 0-5, though, so you know it gets late quick. It gets late early around these parts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so you're going to stay stuck on stupid?
Yeah.
Or somebody collectively, and it's got to be all of them together. Tonight,
JD5
is not going to be able to rescue all of them. He may be able to rescue one side of the ball, but for all of them to be rescued, that special teams and defense, not going to be enough.
Well, that's the thing. And this is what we'll touch on this a little bit tomorrow, too. Like, Jade didn't play too great the first two games we saw him. It wasn't the guy we saw last year. I don't know if that's him knocking off rust. I think the Packers just constructed a really good game plan.
Deal with him differently. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a rattlesnake in your backyard. Once you get bit, you're not going to go out there getting shorts. So what you talking about?
Exactly.
He's going to have to evolve his game
to
another level because they already set up. They're waiting on him.
Yeah. And I think the book, I don't want to say the book is out because that makes it seem like, oh, it's going to be the same thing every week.
Right.
But that game plan that Green Bay instilled, if you're able to get pressure with four and you're able to disguise your zone looks on the back end and make him hold the ball a little bit, I think it may allow your pass rush to get home and it allows him to get flustered. So I wonder if Harbaugh and company mimic that game plan because they have the speed at linebacker to spy him. They've got the horses in the back end to disguise their coverage. Derwin James, you know how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
Is probably the best safety in football. So it is a hell of a matchup for him to come back from if he is going to play this week because I have confidence. It's Wednesday, so you know my confidence doesn't start wavering until we get closer to Friday. So right now I'm feeling as good as I could possibly feel.
Well, you should. He wanted to play last week.
Yeah, well, according to him. But, you know, I want to do a lot of things that I'm not allowed to do for good reason.
No, I'm glad they didn't allow him
to. No, exactly.
Yeah, not if that was the effort they were going to display.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, he'd have been murdered.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. But that's good. You did a really good job.
Yeah, the park's always it's always good. I brought you back something special from the park, too, man, just for you.
Hmm. Well, give it to Anthony, then.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you see your super producer is on a strict, rigid program right now. He wakes up 2 o'clock in the morning, eat peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Wake up again 6 o'clock, eat some spinach
What's
salad.
The peanut butter and jelly.
He's like bulking peanut. Right now. Do you not notice it? I've already said he acts differently when you're around. I've noticed that.
Oh, really?
It's a character flaw, is what I say. You got to be the same guy every day. When I'm in studio with him, every other break it's. He's lifting up his shirt. He's doing the whole nine. But when it's a Super Bowl champion he's sitting across from, it's not too much that impresses you. So I understand.
Are you going to believe this?
Not at all. Who's saying it? BTP.
Yeah, he's saying it.
Underscore. Yeah, exactly. It's underscore. I mean, look, man, when you're a brand.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, that's what you have to understand. That's the thing that the DMV is bracing itself for. And that is... Once this brand is developed and once it actually breaks out, I can't wait. I really can't wait. I just want to be there to see it. And I assume it's going to be like a grand opening or.
Yeah, maybe something, man.
Yeah. Okay.
I will say this to the people. Keep your eyes and ears peeled.
Yeah.
For something groundbreaking.
Yeah.
That's all I can give you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be watching.
That's all I can give you.
Yeah. Look, I tell everybody, don't make no mistake about it, man. I don't miss show. Yeah, what do you call them? PP1s? What do you call them?
Yeah, P1, yeah.
P1, P1. Yeah, P1. It's hilarious. And so that's good. Well, it's time for you to leave.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can leave. Who I leave the invoice with?
Anthony.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's the one who brought you in here, right? I didn't invite you.
Well, I want the people to know that. People don't know that. The people thought that you were clamoring for the ladies from the park.
No. That's Anthony's.
Well, I know how Anthony gets.
I've got somebody calling, coming in to do
I know, but Anthony's.
Have you ever heard of David Aldridge?
I mean, the dean of all things DC Sports. One of the latest inductees into the DC Basketball Hall of Fame.
So you have heard of him.
That's a pretty big deal.
Okay, so if you were me.
Yeah.
Would you want you?
Oh, okay.
Or David? No, just answer.
Well, here's the art of drive time radio. I'm more so, look, like when Dave is on the menu, I'm more so looked at as an appetizer. A warm-up. You know how Olive Garden, you get a piece of bread. I'm like, the piece of bread, you can't.
But we just follow Chris Russell.
Well,
so
yes.
We already had an audience.
But I understand.
That's mostly, when you follow.
When you follow Chris Russell. The
so
rooster.
We had already walked into a pretty.
Name me another radio host that has an alter ego the way that he does. I think Chris Russell. First of all, Chris
Howard
Russell
Stern.
Howard Stern may be the closest thing to it. Chris Russell's not even a real person. People don't even know it. If you were to look up, Chris Russell don't even have a social security number.
He's a celebrity.
Exactly.
You guys don't understand. He sits out there and he's never off. He's out there now.
This is why we need to be on camera.
Yeah,
so we can look at him, right? And he's trying to act like he doesn't hear.
No, it's another show. And he does this every day.
Yeah, I know. Just...
So he's on and then he's in lock. It's amazing. That he has the stamina to provide as much information.
Well, I don't know if you've seen him. I know you see him once a week like I see him, but I mean, he's dropping some LBs.
Oh, yeah. No, he's in.
That's a man that's got his brand in check.
Yeah, and it's no joke. No, he's serious. He's serious. Man, we should have an action cam.
Yeah, of Chris Russell.
We're going to have to work on that. Just
contrary to popular belief.
A Russell cam.
Contrary to popular belief, yeah. People want to see Chris Russell. I promise you. I know I do.
A Russell cam.
A Russell cam.
Yeah, that would be good. Anthony, can you remember?
On the way out.
Okay.
Listen all the way up to 7 o'clock, because that's when we get rolling on 106.7 The Fan. We start at 6:30, but that's just a warm-up. 7 o'clock, overtime, talk a little Commanders.
I'm a huge fan.
Of overtime?
Of overtime.
Really?
Huge.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit about the Commanders, talk a little bit about Wizards Media Day. Mm-hmm. The Nats introduced their new president of baseball ops today, Mr. Taboney. Smart young cat, man.
Yeah.
Seems sharp.
Well, you guys got a lot going for you. I will say this. It's but last place, 5 out of 6 years?
Yeah, it's an uphill climb. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
And it is an uphill climb.
For him
climb.
To have accepted it, that's good. That's great. Because you maybe shouldn't have been able to get somebody.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That promising.
Well, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Who knows?
If he's that smart.
We're going to see how smart he actually is.
I'm saying, why'd you come here?
Exactly. But the number one thing is going to be, well, do you have ownership's checkbook? Do you have an unlimited budget?
He's that smart, right?
If the budget's unlimited, he might got somebody.
Well, he knows something we don't know.
Well, exactly.
And thank goodness.
I wouldn't have touched this job with a 1,000-foot pole.
There's no way in the world.
No. Not if I didn't have the
promise. No. Because they're not hiding.
Exactly. Well, they
care.
You. Yeah.
But they're not willing to die with it.
That's what I love. They tell you they're not spending money.
They tell you. That's why I'm not mad at them.
Exactly.
I'm never mad at them because they're not hiding it.
No.
Not hiding. And they spend a lot of money. They just got to spread it out a lot of different places.
Exactly.
They do it their way.
Exactly.
But, you know, my hero is when you do a business with a man that people not even draft, if you are represented by this guy, we're not even going to take you. That's the baddest man on
the
planet.
Well, I hope and pray one day to reach that type of status.
Yeah.
Where people just know who you are.
But if you're
how you move.
Boris client,
well, yeah.
We're not taking you. The team, we don't mess with his people.
There are levels to it.
110%. That is powerful. That's powerful, yeah. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
I don't think he wants to, Doc. Respectfully.
NELL_BTP.
Yeah, BTP. Okay, well, we'll have it back. He's got unlimited access. He can come and go as he pleases. You know, he's a celebrity. I mean, if Russell could do it, then he can do it too. I mean, it's just...
How do we get as cool as him?
It's so much fun to see both of them, and they're really just, it's amazing. It's just unbelievable that the characteristics and how these two guys operate on the same plane. It's a pretty good thing. 522 in the nation's capital. Don't forget, as we mentioned, David Aldridge is coming up next.